Okay.
Come.
Okay, yeah, so how do we get the actual fruit? So we were talking about kotzer and how you could possibly do kotzer. Now, our question is, what about making sure that the fruit actually come into existence, right? So we saw in the Gemara, in Moed Katan, by Rava Amar, Filu Temer Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan who think Shemitah Bezman Azez, Doraisa, would still say that you can water the garden, or not the garden, so your field on Shemitah, when it needs it. Why? Because Avos Asar Achmana, those four Avos Malacha are Asar Midoraisa, Toldos Lo Asar Achmana, but the Toldos are not Asar. Diksevu Shana Shvit, Shabbat Shu Etoni Yel Eretz, Sadchalo Tizra, Mechdi Zmir Bechal Zriya, Betzir Bechal Ksira, Lemai Hilchata Katvin Rachmana, Lemimar, Ahani Toldos Mechaev, Achrina, Lo Mechaev, right? Only those four are Asar Midoraisa. Okay? So Gemara says, wait a second, we have this whole list of things that are Asar Midrabanan, that are Asar. It says, right, those are all Asar Midrabanan, right? Av Kol She'avod Shabbasad of Shabbakerem is Asar. The Gemara answers, yeah, but that's Midrabanan. Ukra Asmach Tibiyam. Okay, so anything that's an Avod of Shabbasad of Shabbakerem is Asar Midrabanan. Okay, but then wait a second, we have these things which are Mutter, right? How do we have a list of things that are Mutter if we said all Avod of Shabbasad of Shabbakerem are Asar? So Amar Avoka Rachama, Tre Kishkuche, Chad Avri Lana, Osir. Chad Avri Ilana, Vachad's Tume Pili. A one is improving the trees, right? A one is closing the cracks in the ground, right? The one that's Avri Ilana is Osir, improving the trees, something that makes things grow more is going to be Osir, but Tume Pili, simply by like, protecting the roots, is going to be okay. Right, we have another makor that talks about Avri Ilana versus Okume, right, that's maintaining. Okay, so why is it mutter? What's pshat? So Rashi says, right, Stume Pili Shemistan Bekanan Shal Ilan, is Shari is mutter di isbe mishum pseida, because otherwise your trees will die. Avri Ilana Aser, the heavy mishum ravcha. Right, you're trying to make money, you're trying to make a buck. Vahai di Shari Kishkosh, Hainu Stume Pili, Vahai the Aser, Hainu Avri Ilana. Okay, so preventing your trees from dying so that you don't lose money is mutter. Avriya Ilana, things that are making them grow more and you're making a profit, right? Things that are there so that you profit and you make money or your trees grow more, that's not allowed. Okay. Now we have a klal, right? What this sounds like is a general klal that you even saw earlier in the Gemara Moed Katan, right? Mashkin beis hashlachim b'moed u'b'shvias, bishlama chol hamoed mishum tircha. The reason why Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to water your field is because of, or do malach, these certain malachos, is because of tircha. We don't want you working hard on Chol HaMoed. Right? In a case of pseida, where you're going to lose money, we allow you to do things that are labor intensive. Whatever you think watering is usher because of on Shabbos, which av malacha it's a part of, Zuriya v'charisha b'shvias mishari. You can't do Zuriya or Charisha on Shvias. So how can you water the garden? All right. So Rava said, well, actually, those are avos, but toldos on Shvias are not asr midrash, so they're only midrabam. Abaya Amar Abaya Shvias b'zbanazeh v'rebihi. So Abaya says, oh, Shvias b'zbanazeh is derabanan according to Rabbi, and therefore b'makom pseida lo gazru rabanan. So if you don't water your trees, they'll die. Right. The rabanan only made the gzeira of Shvias bizmanazeh shalom b'makom seida makom seida shavu rabbanan, and this comes up a lot of times in Shas. The idea that certain takanos de rabbanan only apply, in general cases, but if you're going to lose money, b'makom seida the rabbanan weren't goes there and they allow you to do X, Y, or Z because they don't want you to lose money. Okay, so that's what Rashi says is going on here as well, right? We assert mid rabbanan avod shabbasad de v'shabakerem. Okay. On the other hand, the Ritva suggests something different. The Ritva says, "Stume pili shari pirish she'ino ela leokume ba'alma." You already get the vibe that this is, he has a different mood, right? It's only ino ela leokume ba'alma. That's like a triple negative. Ino ela, right? Leokume ba'alma, right? It's only just, right, leokume, merely just for okume. It's only just merely for okume. right? Just there to make the trees, you know, maintain the trees in their current state. Shelo yikanes hashemesh bein abakayim, v'lo chashiva avoda, and it's not nechshav in avoda. It's not nechshav work or malacha. Aval yesh kishkosh lechazei ka'ilan, v'lahashvicho v'chashiva avoda v'asa. But separately, there's kishkush, there's a, you know, type of hoeing around the roots, which is actually there to make the tree stronger, and that's chashiv avoda. Okay, so for the Ritva, as opposed to Rashi, what really matters is, are you doing avoda? Are you doing an agricultural labor, something meaningful? Or are you merely simply just maintaining your trees, right? So one is in avoda, right? You're, let's say, engaged in agriculture. You're doing an avoda, and here you're okume ba'alma. You're not doing something, right? You're making sure that the trees are stay fine. Rav Kook, says, right, Roy Lalechis b'ze'achar omer habekiyen, im hadavar nidrash le'okume ilana, yish lahatir b'makom hefsed. If it's necessary in order to maintain the trees, you can be matir it b'makom hefsed. Right? If you're going to lose money. So then you can do whatever it is you need to do for okume ilana. Right? According to the Ritva, something that's lo okume ilana is not nechshav and avoda. So what can we say? You don't need hefsed, right? According to Rashi, shari de'esvei mishum pseida. But if there's no pseida, maybe it's aser. Now you can argue that avruya ilana aser tehevi mishum ravcha. So maybe, let's say you had something that's not mishum ravcha, but not mishum pseida. It's an interesting question, right? Let's say you had something that you're not going to lose money if you don't do it. You don't really gain money from doing it either. And it's something like sort of in between that, let's say, it's easily correctable in the long run, but it, you know, it'd be nice to do it now and it, everything to be great. But it's not actually going to be mishum ravcha, but you're not actually going to lose the tree. The tree will be fine. But, you know, let's say it'll be wilty or something like that. And you'll have to take care of it later. It won't cost you a lot of money, but in terms of it is li'okume and not lavri, it's there to maintain the tree. So if Cook goes, says, of the logic of Rashi, which is the whole reason we're matir is because makom pseida lo gazru rabbanan. So you're only allowed to be matir, right, these derabanan malachos, if it's leokume, if it's for maintenance, and it's memakum hefsed. Chazanish says, no, osin ugiyos l'gafani b'shviyas afilu b'sof hashana, even the last day of Shemitah, right? It doesn't cost you any money to wait another day and wait till after Shemitah, right? You're not going to lose any money. L'tzorach motzei shviyas, and you're doing it so for motzei shviyas, af b'lei kapsida, and you're not going to lose a single dime. Eino avodas karka. That's totally fine because it's not avodas karka. You're not doing any malacha. Right? So for Rav Kook, we're saying you need pseida. Right? There's an iser on malachas akarka. Midrabanan, these malachos are avodas shabasad b'shabakarem and are aser. And lo kume is mutter b'makum hefsid. Right? Because b'chihai lo gazru rabanan. The rabanan didn't make it aser. According to the Chazanish, we're saying no, there is no malacha here. Right? Doing okume is not malacha. Okay, fine. I'll skip that marker in brackets. Rav Kook says that if, actually, you know, I'll put it in because it's nice. Hanoteva kayotze behen, me'avodas ilanos, makinuso makas marjus midivrehem, va'ozez kol avodas akarka kula, b'shvies kedarko b'chol hashanim. Let's say you treat Shemitah like you do every other year. In, right? Avo pishalozara v'zamar v'lokatzar u'batzar. You didn't do any of the Isurim chadol raisa. But you did the surim derabanan. You go and try to lose the kazos. Try to tricha rak lenetia havracha v'harkava zivo v'charisha v'kayotze behen v'avrosa below shinoi midarke avod v'chal hashanim nirashu over ba'asei shel Torah. Says if you do all the derabanans, you're over an isra asei midoraisa of v'shav tahar shabbat l'Hashem. Right? If you treat your sadeh in the regular way on Shemitah, so you're over on Shemitah Taharetz. In a chenami, that you didn't do any maisa malacha that's asr midaraisa, but the derabanans themselves are reflective of a broader din that there needs to be Shabbat Haaretz. Right? So if we pause for a second, get whiteboard out. Right, we have that okume is mutter because of hefsed, right? You're going to lose money in lo gazu rabbanan, or it's mishum, right? Eino avoda. It's just simply not a problem. You're not doing anything that really registers as a relevant factor in terms of shemitah, right? L'may nafkamina, right? According to that's the Ritva. And the Chazon Ish says, right, you don't need there to be any pseida, right? You could just do it, right? Even without pseida. Right, according to Rav Cook, right, you need pseida. You actually need to be losing money. And, right, and treating the sadeh regularly, even by the darabanans, is a bitul asay of Shabbat Haaretz. Now, I think what's geshmak here is that if Shabbat Haaretz, if the idea of shvisa is dependent on Shabbat Haaretz, so then what are we ultimately saying? Right, the land needs to rest. Doing these malachos on the land is problematic. Midoraisa, there are only these four, right? But there's an asay that says treat the land as if it's right unique. It has its unique status of shvitata aretz, and then memela, right? You're gonna have to say that doing all these derabanans, if the land is supposed to be resting, at some point, right, is a violation of the Shvisas Haaretz. Okay? Now the question is, why doesn't the Chazon Ish, or let's say the Ritva, think that these things constitute a problem? Right? So either you can go in two extremes. You can either say, well, because they think that only there's like a formal Isra of a Maisa Malacha, and these aren't part of the Maisa Malacha, right? Let's say this is, right, I should have made that different color. Shabbat Haaretz. You'd either say this is like a Maisa Malacha problem, right? The Torah said, don't do X, Y, Z Malachos. And those Malachos just aren't applicable to the Darabanans. And as like a one step over, right, Gezeira Atu, or Dometu, we can say, oh, well, all these Avodah Shabbat Sadeh Shabbat Kerems are Dometu a Maisa Malacha. But if you're doing it Lo Kume, then it's not a Malacha. The problem with that is, from the Ritva at least, it doesn't sound like it's kashur that there's a difference in the Maisa Malacha that you're doing, right? It sounds like the purpose is what matters, right? I'm just going to read out the Ritva again. Right, the Ritva says, She'inu ela le'okume ba'alma, shaloi kanes ha'shem ha'shbein ha'bekayim, v'lo chashiva avoda, ava yesh kishush v'chaze ka'ilan, v'la shvicho v'chashiva avoda v'asur. So you could be mechalik and say, oh, he's saying that each one of these maisim is a different quality of maisa, and because one is a type of maisa that involves improving the tree, that's an avoda, but the other action is like a different type of action that doesn't involve any improvement, so it's not a maisa avoda, and then the difference is in the action that you're doing. And if it's based on the action that you're doing, then right, then we might be mechalik in terms of saying, oh, well, now you're not really part of that Maisa Malacha. On the other hand, right, and I think this is more pashtas, is to say that the Chazon Ish and the Ritva see the fact that it's Le'okume and not La'avruye, the whole nature of the Isser Shemitah is the La'avruye, right? It's the creation. Right? It's not simply a siman, right, of what you're doing, but it's a sibah, right? right? Doing avruye is, in fact, the creation of something is actually what makes the iser, the action asar on shmita, on the daraisa is midaraisa, and in the darabanans, at least that's what makes them darabanan, because the nature of shmita focuses on the creation. Right, so here we have, right, just Rashi who says, Makom Hefsed lo gazu Rabbanan, and Rav Kook says, therefore you actually need Hefsed in order to be Matir anything. According to the Ritva, its Okumes are just not Nechshav Avoda. And therefore the Chazinish says, they're just totally Mutar on Shemitah. There's no problem. It's not like, oh, well, we don't like them, but the Makom Hefsed lo gazru, it's they are never Aser because they're not an Avoda. Okay. What about the following? What about if Shemitah is Daraisa, is Darabanan, right? But the Isser is Daraisa. For example, let's say you want to do Zoreah, which is Asur Midaraisa on Shemitah, but Shemitah Bismanazeh is Darabanan, right? So the, I think it's Chalkas here. I think it's Avkas Rochel. Sorry, I wrote that down in the wrong book. I didn't tell you which should it is. Lo chashu b'shvias derabanan b'makom pseida d'mamona b'rish moi katan gabi mashkin b'es ashlachim b'moed b'shvias kasev atam mishum d'shvias derabanan u'milsa d'pseida kigon b'es ashlachim sharu rabanan. I think this is the Mabit, if I'm not mistaken. I'll check it out, but I think it's the Mabit. So he says, okay, well, shmita b'zman zeh is derabanan, then memela, what we can do is we can say, oh, shmita b'zman zeh is derabanan, so mishum Seida, everything is fine, right? Right, which is exactly what Abaya really was arguing, right? Shemitah b'zman zeh derabanan, makom pseida lo gazer rabanan. So then, anything that there would be a hefsed, you could be matir on Shemitah, as long as Shemitah is derabanan, because makom hefsed lo gazer rabanan. Now, b'zman zeh, that would like solve everything, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was just about to ask, like, is pseida like I have a loan on? I have a mortgage to pay off, and I need to raise crops to pay off my mortgage. Like what's a how far can you take pseida?
Right, so that's a great question. Like theoretically, like we can really go crazy with it. If we use the model of Chol HaMoed, then you could take that. Then that in a Hanami, you know, you have a loan, and you're gonna lost wages that you otherwise, it's like a real lost opportunity for like a major financial, either loss or lack of income that you really need. So we say that like if someone who doesn't have what to eat or he's in financial straits, you are allowed to hire someone to work for you on Chol HaMoed because he needs the money, right? So even the pseida of the other guy is enough for you to have him work for you. So in theory that you it could be very broad. Now again, how big of a pseida does it have to be? Again, is also an interesting question, right? Small pseida, a big pseida, a farmer not being able to work his land and make an income for a whole year sounds like a pretty big pseida to me. So Pasha's like, right, that should be a good hat then, okay? Rav Kook though says, El shish lidchos ksas v'domar, lo hitiru chachamim ki'im ba'osam atodos haminuyos, shehim b'derech rov zikukos kol kach lahilanos ulakarka, Achia ibod mi biladan, ava harisha shabaruba ina ba offense, lo hutra. You come up in the dababar, the Islam are shakoshu bechlalo kume ilana hotar, imkain imlefia matzav ya beta ilan legamri, yovadha ilan legamri, a filu imrak y gra merako, via raid mi shovi bimnia saharisha yishlomashi mutaras. This is what maybe you could be matir, right? Harisha, which is asur midaraisa, ledato, because it's hefsid. Right, but on the other hand, he thinks, well, maybe we only say b'makom hefsed lo gazru rabbanan on the things that they specifically said. Oh, we noticed this is like a clear locus of potential hefsed, and b'chihai lo gazru rabbanan. Right? How much is it like sort of this general rule that like in general they're not goes there, or you say no, like b'chihai in very specific cases the rabbanan made a caveat to the gzira, but it's not like a universal caveat. The Rambam says, "Mipnei mahi tiru kol eile, shemlo yash ketasarat milcha, yamos kol etzba, v'ho v'isra hadvarim ha'ile, v'kayot behen midivrayhem, lo gazdru al elu, she'in isra minatora ela osan shnei avos, It sounds like for the Rambam that it's specific, right? It's lo gazru al elu. Okay. Now all this, right, lemaisa is much more compelling if you think that lo gazru b'makom hefse. If you think like the Ritva, right, then in hakavana shiyivish. Oh, sorry. So if you think like the Ritva, you just don't really have much reason to think, oh, makom hefse lo gazru rabbanan by shmita, right? Because the reason why lil kume is mutter is because it's just not aser, right? It says the Rambam. B'nei mahik tiru kol eile shim lo yashke tase ha'aretz milcha v'yamos kol eitz sheba v'hoel v'isra devar mei l'v'kis v'en midrayim lo gazru al eilu she'en aser min ha'torah ela osen shnei avos. And the Rambam sounds like also, what are you allowed to do? What hefsid counts? So according to, if you think that the iser is because you're going to lose, you're actually going to lose money, so the iser, the problem, the heter of hefsid is, let's say, on the land or on the trees, right? Because those you're supposed to have even after Shemitah, right? Zeu davka l'hamir esa ilan, shi eroi la avodasa le'achar Shemitah, says Rav Kook. Aval avoda shi letzorach haperos lo lamasura, right? Shemashu letzorach haperos hafkia Torah, shafkir esa peros shvias l'kal, right? The peros are hefker. Right, you're not supposed to have. You don't, you know, get the pair of shvias. So therefore, any hefsid to the pair of shvias, says Rav Kook, is not bechlal lo kume and not bechlal b'makom hefsid lo gazru rabbanan. Says the Chazanish, you know, the Rambam's in a kavana of the Rambam shibesha eighth v'liyaseh pri l'olam el yamos b'shanazu v'lo yavshio peroseha. Rav Kook says even okume of the peros, so that the tree produces its normal amount of peros, is considered lo kume. Having the tree function normally is lo kume, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, "Avagav shebechol makom d'shrinan isurim shem pseida mistaber d'bimidi d'hefkera lo sharinan afilu hachi gabi shvias shapir sharinan avodas karkam shem pseida d'pri avagav d'hefkera ninu v'hainu mishum d'shani shvias d'kiven d'ksav krav v'achlu avyonei amcha chashiv hani peros kishut v'so kal yisra." Okay, says the Rav Shlomo Zalman, but they're hefker. Says, no, because it's really as if it's like shutfus of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, there is like a hefsid to Klal Yisrael. Now, this is fascinating because that argument would be a great argument for Otzer Beis Din, right? If you think it's like shutfus of Klal Yisrael. Actually, I'm even going to just underline that quickly while we're here. Right? Now, the only problem is that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach happens to not be such a fan of Otzer Beis Din, so it's not as exciting as it is. But if you really hold that, it's like Shutvos of Klal Yisrael, then Otzer Beis Din actually works great. If you think the idea is like, no, right, the peros are mufgarin from everyone, then it makes more sense to be very hesitant about the idea of Otzer Beis Din, because it's not like, oh, the peros belong to everyone and we just need to make sure that everyone gets equally or has equal rights to them, right? Adraba. Right, the hifkir retzor haperos hifkia Torah, hifkiras peros shavias lekol v'sulka yad habaylim mehem v'asur lasas avodah b'shvilam afilum nevadim. Right, it's very, you know, you really have very little control of relationship to the fruit. So what's the okume on? So again, we have a machlokas. Right, the Rav Kook says it's only to damage of to the trees which you can prevent, because then you're losing money for future years of things that belong to you. Says the Chazish, even losing the fruit is considered damage. Right now, if we say that okume is not malacha, it's not avoda, so protect, right? Maintaining the fruit is also legitimate. Okay, put it together, right? We have, right, two shitos, right? Rashi, the idea that hefsid is about actual hefsid, it has to be hefsid to things that you own, and makom hefsid lo gazru rabbanan. So you really need to be losing money, and it needs to be to the trees. And if not, then this idea of lokume doesn't really help you. That's Rashi and Rav Kook, right? Really, Rav Kook, Lemaisa. The Ritva's idea is that no, lokume is just not avoda, right? In which case, the Chazan says, even without hefsid, you could do lokume. And the Isser is to make new payros, but there's no problem of maintaining the trees, even for the sake of their producing their normal fruit, right? Because that's just part of maintaining the trees. In which case, according to the Chazon Ish and the Ritva, right, Tishmetena is miyitziras yevul. It's from creating peiros, right? Shmita says you cannot produce new peiros, right? You cannot use it as a means of production. So production, right, leavruye is aser, but things that are not about producing produce are really fine, right? In which case, you can do all the things that are necessary to maintain the trees and even their ability to, right, have normal, to grow normally, even including within the growing normally the fruit. But according to Rav Kook, right, it's the idea of Shabbat Ha'aretz, right? V'shavta Ha'aretz Shabbat La'Hashem. And then it's B'makom Hefsid, Lo Gazru Rabbanan, so we let you, right, maintain your trees, but anything beyond that's not going to be allowed because the Aretz needs to be Shoveit, and the Surim Darabanan are kind of part of this mitzvah saseh of Shvitat Ha'aretz. And then we're much more limited in terms of what's mutter because the land needs to rest. And that includes from the trees growing on it too much or from you being engaged in anything that affects the Shvita of the Aretz, right? So we have the idea of the resting from production, from producing peiros. And therefore, only things that produce peiros are really going to be problematic, even on a Darabanan level. Or the land needs to rest, Shvitat Ha'aretz. And then anything that interferes with the resting of the land is going to be a problematic. And therefore, the only heter is b'makom hefsed l'gazur rabban. Okay. Shakach.